Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Thursday, October 27th, and happy Joey English Show Hour. I'm so glad you're here. Our show's on 5 hours, five different channels. Find one of them. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do, because
I try to put wonderful things into this hour. Radio is supposed to be a commitment to the local community, and I take that to heart. So, we've got a lot of community events in the Daily Datebook. We've got mystery songs we do in association with Wink Martindale. We've got great, great, great interviews, great, great, great giveaways, and we've got the Desert Datebook. We've got the Joey English songs. We've got my music. So after everything is through, we post it to my website, joeyenglish.com, and please friend me on my Facebook page. You can look up websites and phone numbers and relive interviews, listen to the podcast. Okay, you know the rules. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Animal Samaritans is looking for 50 volunteers to walk in the Pride Parade on Sunday, the 6th of November. You know where that is, right downtown Palm Springs. Email volunteer@animalsamaritans.org. El Paseo Jewelers is celebrating 25 years on El Paseo, and they're also initiating to be on-site at the Acrisure Arena, and they're going to call it Play of the Game. So I'm sure there'll be beautiful jewelry displayed. We'll check that out at the Acrisure Arena. Go to elpaseojewelers.com. Temecula Theater presents, let me see if I can pronounce this properly, Blake Pouliot on the violin, and Henry Kramer on the piano. They'll be October 29th at 4 p.m. at the Old Town Temecula Theater. Details, temeculatheater.org. Okay, let's do a little legendary friend. Wink Martindale's out there, and it's Thursday, so he's got his award-winning History of Rock and Roll. I enjoy it so much when I get to listen. From 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio, that's 1340 a.m. and also 92.3 and 101.9 FM. Check out the legendary man himself at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals. Palm Springs has the Walk of Stars. Los Angeles has the Walk of Fame. But on the Joey English Show, because it's radio, we have the Talk of Stars. Woo. Get it, get it, get it? So our star today has been a hoofer and a friend of ours for a long time. We say hello to Ken Prescott. And we always start this first segment by saying, where were you born?
I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, along with Fred Astaire, Julie Wilson, Robert Taylor. So I'm telling you, good company.
Same room. same mother.
Different mother, different doctor, same room.
Did you go to school in Omaha? Do they have schools in Omaha?
You see how you are. We even have toilets.
Tell me about your education and your childhood.
Okay. Well, I was born there. Then we moved to Des Moines, Iowa, St. Louis, and back to Omaha. I went to a grade school and all that kind of stuff. Went to a great high school, public high school, but like a pre-college high school. It was wonderful. I didn't realize it at the time how wonderful it was. And but I knew that I needed to get the hell out of Dodge, Maud, and go. So, you know, and I did. When I was 15 and a half, I started singing and dancing. When I was 16 and a half, I got my Actors' Equity card at the Muni Opera in St. Louis. Then, unfortunately, I was in college, and the draft got me by the short hairs. And so my dad said enlist in the Air Force, which I did. And unfortunately, I went to Vietnam. It's okay. Came back, got out, went to New York, and in a month, I was lead dancer at Radio City Music Hall.
Brothers, sisters?
Nine.
Are you saying no or nine?
No. You are from the old. I'm from the old country. I'm saying no. I don't have any brothers or sisters.
I thought he was saying he had nine Joey pals. No wonder he wanted to get out. No. Okay? No brothers and sisters. What did your mom and dad do? Were they in the business?
No. My dad was an executive with a beer company you might remember called Falstaff Brewing Corporation, and it was a big corporation. And my mom was, you know, a housewife. You know, good. I mean, you know, whatever.
Did you get your wonderful talents from them? Anybody sing in the kitchen?
No, they did a few other things, but they didn't sing. But there was no singing. My dad played the saxophone. But what was great was my mom was okay. My dad thought whatever I did, as long as I didn't frighten the fish and scare the horses, was okay. So he was fine with me singing and dancing. And actually, before he passed away, he was very young when he died, they came to see me and my first Broadway show on the road, No No Nanette with Ruby Keeler. Sure. Yeah. So
they lived to see your dreams beginning to come true.
They did.
And they were supportive, as you just said.
Yeah, my dad was.
Oh.
My mother, not so much.
She wanted you to be a doctor?
I don't know what she wanted me to be.
Why did we suddenly start doing we're Yiddish?
Wait a minute. Oh, my Yiddish mama. No.
We were in New York. I guess it fits.
When you're in New York, you know, how can I put this? When I was in New York, I never delineated between anybody ethnic background, because when you're in show business, everybody is just in show business. Not until recently, when everybody pointed it out, did I realize who was what, you know? In fact, I called a accompanist of mine in New York, great accompanist. And on Facebook, he said, I became a rabbi. I called him up and I said, I didn't even know you were Jewish. You know, it didn't even occur to me.
Exactly.
You know.
Black, white, orange, gray, tall, short, gay, straight. We were all in the business.
Yeah, as long as you're not a jerk. If you're a jerk.
Jerk.
No passing. You get no passes for being a jerk, you know. Otherwise, whatever.
So were you instructed to be a dancer and a singer? Did you teach yourself? Did you catch it from someone?
I got a shot. It was a COVID shot. No, I'm kidding. No. Let me think about it. At 15 and a half, I started dancing. I had a wonderful teacher who was with the Stuttgart Opera Ballet in San Francisco Ballet. Her husband was at SAC Air Force Base. Beautiful, accomplished dancer.
Ballet.
Yes. In fact, I had a scholarship to ballet theater in New York. But she also was a great tap dancer. And before class, she said, if you come in about an hour early, I want to show you a few things. She was so generous. And my voice teacher was a star at the Munich Opera. Now, my high school music teacher, Bill Kellogg, what a great guy. He was the resident baritone at the Munich Opera in St. Louis. And he's the one that really was instrumental in instructing me in music and sight reading and all this. So when I went to the Munich Opera in St. Louis, I knew how to sight read. I was fairly accomplished in ballet. You know, I mean, I was taught. I wasn't just kind of screwing around, you know, which was great.
What are you, a dancer or a singer? Or neither?
No, I sort of crawl around and go, huh? No, you know, I am actually both. And what's funny is I was also very educated in all of the arias and operas. So when I was in the Air Force, I won the Air Force Worldwide Talent Contest. I sang Pagliacci. Festi la giubba. And then I threw on, this is fun, when I think of it now, it was hilarious. I took off my clown top and I did got my tweed press, yes. Got, and Fancy. Yep. And I won the Air Force World and came to Hollywood and made a movie for them. Isn't that funny?
Isn't that something?
It is something.
Gosh. Okay. What did you want to do with this talent growing up? Did you know that's all you wanted to do, or it was sort of phase you were going through? Okay. Are you through it yet?
No, a phase. It's like, never mind. It's like, there are several people going through several phases. No, it wasn't a phase. No, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I knew exactly what I wanted to be. And nothing deterred me. Even in high school, you know, I don't understand all these kids that, oh, they don't like me. Who gives a rat's rear if they like you? I had a mission. I had a talent. I thought. Mm-hmm. I was trying to develop it. And I didn't care if anybody liked me or not. Because guess what? When you leave high school, nobody, who cares?
Now, how old were you? And you're in New York and you're doing what with Nanette?
Yeah, at first, I was at Radio City Music Hall. Okay.
Are you earning a living?
Oh, yes. Okay. My first job at Radio City, I was earning a good living. I was lead dancer in a jazz ballet with the Rockettes, and I did the pas de deux in the middle of the, you know, the thing. What's funny about it, so I had this partner, and she was very important to herself. So, and every time she came at me, she gave me this huge bruise on my chest. Now, we're doing 4 shows a day, 7 days a week for 3 months. We're not exactly dogging it. I said, you know, I don't rehearse. I said, really? So I called the ballet mistress and I said, I want you to stand the wings today, because when she comes running at me, I'm going to let her go for a half a second and catch her. And I guarantee you, she will never, ever do it again. And indeed, she did not. Listen, Joey, you're a pro. You run into more people. I don't understand. There's no work, the work ethic. Don't you want to do your best? I do.
It's better then than it is now.
Oh, well, now. You look at people and go, oh, I'm offended. I don't feel... Really? Let them get their butts in a foxhole, which I did in Vietnam with a pith helmet and M16, and see how upset they are.
And then do your pas de deux.
Yeah, and then... pas de ducks.
He was asked to leave the Air Force because of...
Because my tendu wasn't perfect. I don't know. No, actually, we got out about 3 months early because we served in Vietnam. And what's so funny is, you know, the first sergeant came and said, we'd like to talk to you about reenlisting. I said, you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
He said, so I said, you know, you can save your breath or I'll sit here and listen to you and then tell you no. So I sat there and listened to him and told him no.
How old were you now when we get to New York and you're at Radio City?
I was 22. I was in Vietnam when I was, let me think about this, 20. And they dropped me in a plane in Cam Ranh Bay with my duffel bag, and all these guys are walking by me without arms and legs, and I went, can I say a bad word? Not too bad?
Not too bad.
I said, shit, that could be me, you know. I mean, you know, and so, I mean, it wasn't a, you know, a walk in the park, but we did it and we got on with it. I didn't come back and sit in the street and protest. I got back, went to dance class, and got a job.
Trevor had 11 tours over Bosnia and Iraq in an F-15. And you don't realize, because he was in his 20s,
right.
Men who go to war are children, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I mean, at the time, he was an officer in the United States Air Force. And I thought, you know, how he had arrived. But when you look back at it now and you say 22, 23, 24, 25, oh my stars.
And you know, when I went to New York, you never talked about, okay.
No, keep talking.
You never talked about being in Vietnam because nobody treated you very well. So nobody ever knew I was even in the service, you know.
This endeth our first segment. Didn't that go quickly?
My Lord, Lord.
When we come back, we'll go into your career. You'll talk to us about how you got to Palm Springs, how you met Dorothy Dale Kloss. We've got 2 more segments.
With the famous and smooth Joey English.
Oh, sorry. That just sort of slipped out. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.